Kieran Cuff, the MEPs will be voting on right to repair proposals. The gist of it is that instead of sending our broken dishwasher or washing machine to the dump because it's nearly as cheap to replace it, that we should have incentives to encourage people to repair. How is that all going to work?
Well, it will put an onus on manufacturers of products to make sure that the parts will be available for a longer time. Let's say you buy a dishwasher, a new dishwasher tomorrow. We can oblige the manufacturers to keep supplying the parts for another 20 years. And I think this would be a real clear step, a real move in the right direction to make sure that if you buy a product for 300, 400, 500, 600 euro, you'll be able to get the parts for a long time to come.
What about, though, repairing those parts? Because it's one thing having the parts available. We know it's difficult sometimes to get the people, the experts, the repairmen and women to actually repair the thing.
Well, we would put an obligation on the manufacturers to make sure that the full repair cycle is available. So it's not just about having the parts, it's about having somebody who will be able to actually fix it. Now, there's a lot of detail in that file, but the big picture is it's sending out a message. If you buy a product, you'll be able to get it repaired for a long time to come. And this makes absolute sense. And it's really what we mean by this circular economy. Instead of buying lots and lots of new products, you'll be able to repair the product that you already have.
And what happens when it comes to high-end products like iPhones, for example? We can pay a fortune for these things and then the batteries go dead after 12 to 18 months and we're forced to pay yet more fortunes for them. How can the EU get massive, powerful companies like Apple in this instance to cooperate and to create those phones so that they can last longer and then that the software will be available for free to update them?
Well, you need a bit of carrot and a bit of stick, and it will vary from product to product. Obviously, with the big white goods, we want them to be serviceable for 10, 15, 20 years. When it comes to a phone, clearly it's not going to last for 20 years, but we will have a shorter time period there. And again, the obligation will be on the manufacturer to supply the parts and in some instances to actually be responsible for fitting them.